program is going to be in traditional style called Hello World. Now, since Java is object-oriented, all programs are written as a class. So every program that you write will have this structure where you have the keyword class and you have the name of the program. And then within these curly brackets, you have the body of the program. Now, this is a very simple program. It's just going to have a main function, which when it executes is going to print out on the standard output a message that says, "Hello World." So here is the declaration for the main program. It doesn't take any arguments. The body is in curly braces. The function to print is called println. And the println function, I'm calling it that in Java, it would actually be called a method, is part of a class called out. And that class is part of a package called system. So when you want to address the println function, you say system.out.println, and that gives its address within a hierarchy of Java classes that are available to be used. So there's always this hierarchical structure that you can build up of collections of classes into packages, and you use this dot notation to address variables and methods which are in classes within this system. Notice that the syntax is very similar to C with the curly braces, the semicolons after every statement, but one main difference is that upper and lowercase matter. So you have to be very careful about that, and in fact, there is a traditional scheme of writing the names of classes and some of the methods by having uppercase on the first letters of some of the parts of the words. And so there is always this upper and lowercase to worry about in Java. Are there any questions?